Here on our Spirit of America Special Edition News Magazine, we're joined today by retired U.S. Army veteran who is competing in the Miss Veterans America competition, Brittany Ann Shetter. Brittany, thanks for joining us today.
And let's just start with your time serving in the U.S. Army. What was that like? And just what were some of the things that got you maybe interested or led you down the path of serving in the U.S. Army?
Absolutely. First off, thank you for having me. So I started in 2010. I joined the military in 2010. And my inspiration came from my grandfather. He actually served over 20 years in the United States Navy and retired out of that. And so I've always grew up in a military family. My grandparents raised me. And so he was a really good inspiration to me. I did a little bit of college first before I joined, and I had two kids. And then I decided that I just wanted more with my life. So my grandfather took me down to the recruiting station and said, "Here you go." So I signed, and I've been very happy since then. So
that is really cool. And you talk about just having that military family and then joining yourself and serving. What were some of the experiences or memories that you took away from your time with the service that were really cool to be able to share with your family, who's got obviously that tradition of being able to serve the United States in that capacity?
Yeah, I would say that my best memory and experience that I can say from when I served was all of the friendships and all of the just stories and just all the places that I got to go and all of the community service that I got to do alongside of that. It has really grown me a family and a friend circle that I can rely on even today. So it's a really special thing to be able to network with people and be able to connect with people like yourself that are there for the same reason, the same mission, and they really truly are lifelong friends and buddies. So that's probably my best experience with the military, other than just being able to grow as a woman and in skill. I think that is another area that is provides some highlights to me. I was able to go through and get my degrees with my bachelor's and my master's before I retired in business. I was able to actually start a small business before I retired. And all of these traits and all of these things that I learned them in the military. So it's made me a really strong leader. And it's really made me who I am today.
I think it's really interesting. You kind of touched on, the relationships and just the things that you were able to build there within the military. I just kind of want to touch on that for a second, because I know for me, that's not something that always comes to mind when you think of the military or just serving our country, is building those friendships and building those life skills. Because a lot of the times when you think of the military, you think about them fighting for our freedom. We talk about Memorial Day was just celebrated. We're celebrating Independence Day. You're talking about the fight for freedom, and you don't necessarily always think about that. Could you maybe just take us through a little bit what that kind of looks like on a military base, or maybe even in a deployment there, just kind of how that works to where, you are serving in that capacity, but you're also being able to build those relationships and build those life skills. Kind of what does that look like during that process?
So when you are gathered on a military base, you are put, with people, that have the same military occupational specialty as you, or an MOS is what we call it. And so you're put with these people and you need to work with them. You need to figure out how to communicate. You need to figure out like how you can work as a team. And I think that one of the trickiest things about the military is we are getting all of those walks of life. So not one person is from the same area or from the same background. And it's really interesting in how the military kind of forces their hand just a little bit for you to kind of get to know these people. And we all work under the same capacity levels, meaning that we're all working 12 hours a day. We're all tired. We all miss our family. We all want to go back home. We all want to connect with someone that we love. And so I think that it builds these special bonds. the first couple of months of working with a veteran, it gets a little bit, it's tough, I would say. But then as you're there for 4 months and then you're there for 6 months and you're there 8 and 12, you just become, there's just this special bond that you have because both of you are working towards the same mission. Both of you understand kind of the barriers and some of the hardships that you have gone through in your families back home. And so then you just have this lifelong companionship with one another. So there is not a friend or another military veteran out there today that I couldn't call right now and they would jump on a plane or they would jump in their car or jump on a train to get to me right now. And I feel the same way about them. It's like, we just have this natural, connection. So if we walk in a room, and you will find this with military veterans, that we walk into a room and we're not shy of each other. Because we know, like, there's just this special thing that we do. We can shake each other's hands, and it's like we've known them forever. It's because it's just all the things that we have shared, from basic training to A school to deployments. We just all have the same kind of like experiences. And so therefore, it's like we just know each other. We know what they've been through. We know what kind of hard work they had to put into it. And so then it really just connects us. It truly is a special bond. It's really cool. So
that is really cool. And it's definitely not something that you think about. And it's really interesting to hear you just kind of talk on that stuff. Kind of transitioning out of that, we're going to talk about the transition, because I know that we mentioned, I mentioned right off the bat there, you medically retired in 2018 from the service. And I think it's always kind of interesting to just hear the stories from veterans about that transition, because each veteran has a different transition back to normal life. And maybe that's not the right way to say that, but, getting out of the life of service and joining people who, they've been around every day and life has just continued to move on as you guys have served. What was that kind of like for you as you made the transition out of the U.S. Army and back into, the small business that you opened up and just different things of getting back to quote unquote normal life?
Absolutely. So I deployed in 2015, 2016. And when I came back, I came back from my tour with TBI and PTSD really bad. And so my transition was really hard. And I think that's where my inspiration came in my small business of why I wanted to open it. So when I came back, going through the VA, that was a really hard process for me. I felt like there were some gaps there. There were some things that I just didn't have resources for as far as being like a woman veteran. I needed a service dog. The medical team wanted me to get a service dog. And one of the things that I found very, very challenging was trying to figure out where to get a service dog, who could fund my service dog, how to get my training, how do I work that dog in with my medical care that I'm doing? How do I do this? And so this was a journey that me and my husband, he's also a veteran, was going through this process. And in 2017, 2018, both of us looked at each other and said, you know what, we should do something about this. This is a really big problem that veterans are needing these service dogs and they're not really sure what to do. So the transition that I had post-deployment into my retirement was me trying to figure out how to live, one, with PTSD, and that label coming to my name of being 100% disabled on the military side and being retired from that was a shock to me. So I had done almost 10 years in the military, and then for them to say, nope, we're medically retiring you, now you have to figure out what to do, because my career was the military. And so that was really, really challenging for me to be able to just kind of figure out, where do I fit in society? What do I need to do now? So we started experimenting with some college, and we started trying to figure out where things that I liked and disliked. And we actually got a shepherd, and I started working with my shepherd. And I, within 90 days to, I guess, about 120 days, I started telling my husband, I really love this. I love working with my canine. I love how it makes me feel. I love how confident I am when I go in places. I love that I have something to do when I get anxious, or I have something to do when I don't feel well, or I feel like I don't belong here. And so I started working with my, Her name is Sheba. I started working with her. And after she turned about a year old, me and my husband decided to start pairing up with some breeders, and we got some dogs, and we started training dogs for people that needed them and veterans. And then we decided, oh, there's still a bigger need than this, just even with normal people that are not veterans that just want good companionship with their dogs. So then we opened up the center on T14 Highway across from Tri-County Vet. And now we do all kinds of training for the community and for veterans. We do community service. This morning, I was out doing community service at the library doing therapy dogs with the children reading. So these are things that are really a joy to me. It's how I've kind of transitioned out of the military and into civilian life. I'm also teaching students now at William Penn University in business. So that's another love, another passion that I was able to find. But it was very difficult, and that's what led us to our small business, starting with the Puppy Academy.
And we're continuing our conversation with retired U.S. Army veteran who's competing in the Miss Veterans America competition, Brittany Ann Cheddar, on our Spirit of America Special Edition News Magazine.
Well, I want to come back and touch on that small business here in a little bit, but I want to first get into the Miss Veterans America competition, because you kind of alluded to some of the passions that you have. And I know that before we started this interview, we were talking a little bit about this competition, and you have a very big passion for the cause of this. If you could just tell us a little bit more about what this Miss Veterans America competition is and what it is that it represents.
Absolutely. So Miss Veterans America is about a pool of women veterans coming together towards one cause. And the cause is homeless women veterans. It's to advocate for these women. In 2010, Jass Booth, which is a major in the United States Army, she's a cancer survivor. She's a veteran. She's a mother of her children and three children. And she started this because she actually found herself being homeless. She actually found herself needing some resources that some of the other organizations and programs out there didn't quite feel. And she kind of was struggling and found it very challenging. So she started Final Salute. And Final Salute is a nonprofit organization that helps women veterans that are homeless or maybe don't fit all the programs that are out there right now. She has three different programs that she offers within Final Salute, and that's Home, Safe, and Next Uniform. So what Miss Veterans America is the beneficiary is Final Salute, but Miss Veterans America is about pulling all these women veterans together, competing, showing our grace, our beauty, our poise. It's showing what we are behind the uniform. And I think that is a really special thing to kind of stop and think about. So as women veterans, we're so much more when we take off the uniform. And I think that's what they're trying to show, is that we are so capable of doing so many things. And we are our best advocates for these women veterans because we know them. It's that special bond that we go back to. So what better people to advocate for these women than women veterans that share such a bondage? So this competition really brings veterans together. We're challenged in multiple ways of fundraising and advocating, getting creative. They're encouraging us to get in the community and doing community service. They are encouraging us to find ourselves and find what we are good at also, and kind of presenting that. And so it's a really, really cool competition. It really is.
It sounds like a really cool competition. I know one thing that we've touched on too with this is just the ways that it tries to impact and combat homelessness, I should say, there for our women veterans. And I know that with that comes a lot of obstacles just from a multitude of different factors. If you could maybe just tell us a little bit about some of those obstacles that present themselves for that women that are veterans that as they're coming back over that they face as they try to get integrated back in and just find their place back home.
Yeah, absolutely. So many women, one of the reasons why they kind of get into these homeless states is that they have military sexual trauma, they have domestic abuse from home, or they're finding themselves unemployed, they're finding themselves not feeling connected back into society. Maybe they don't have the resources to get back into society. Most of the women that are homeless actually are single parents, so they find themselves trying to get their self and their children safe. You know, a lot of the women, they just find these challenges that are out there. And most of them, one of the things that I kind of did some research on this just a little bit, and a lot of the women that come back or they get out of the military suffer from a lot of like health issues. And a lot of those health issues are things that the VA's systems, the programs and stuff like that are still trying to figure out how to actually tailor them to women, specifically like mental health or MST counseling, things like that. And so they're getting better, but they're not quite there. So then you're finding these women, they're not really in shelters, they're not really on the streets, but they are going from friends and family and, you know, maybe other veterans' homes just so they can survive. And those homeless programs that they have at the VA or they have through other different like HUD programs and things like that with housing, they're not necessarily qualified to get into those because they are going from house to house to house. They actually have a roof over their head. So what Ms. Booth wanted to do was start an organization that fulfills that gap. And so it allows women to get like employment. It allows women to get, you know, some resources to help her with clothing, to get back into a job, resume building. It allows them to have transitional homing, not just for them, but for their children as well. So, some of the things that we're like, again, we're finding is just that these women are just really, really challenged in finding the exact right program that fits them as being a woman, because a lot of them are tailored towards men. So
lots of good information there. Again, we're talking to Brittany Ann Shetter, a retired U.S. Army veteran competing in the Miss Veterans America competition. I know that part of this competition, too, that you're telling me is working on finding ways to help veteran or women that are veterans not find themselves homeless, or finding innovative ways to prevent these issues. If you could maybe just tell us some of the ways, I know without giving away too much of your competition, of your presentation for the competition, without, you know, to hurt yourself in the competition there and have somebody maybe take an idea. But if you could just tell us maybe some of the ways that you, this organization, A Final Salute, is working to try to combat and find ways to prevent women veterans from becoming homeless.
Yeah. So A Final Salute actually works off of a 3-prong approach. And so it's first, just providing some awareness. And that's what my campaign is all about. I think the more people that are aware of the problem, with, women veterans being the fastest growing sector, and as far as like the homeless, realm, I would say, just providing some awareness, I think is the first step. When I've been out with my campaign so far, I've been talking to people about like, hi, my name, you know, it's Brittany Cheddar and I'm advocating for homeless women veterans. Did you know? And a lot of them look at me and they say, I had no idea. I have no idea about Final Salute. I had no idea Miss Veterans America existed. I had no idea that women veterans are actually one of the fastest growing sectors. And so to me, I feel like I've already had success with trying to eradicate this problem because I am bringing awareness to everyone that this is a problem. Most of the time, if people know that it's a problem, then people jump on board, people collaborate together, they come together as a community and they start supporting that. I've seen that just this week happen, and it's just been a really huge honor to see people finally understand that this is a problem and they're jumping on board to support it. So then the next thing is just providing that assistance. So one of the things that I launched on Tuesday was Play With Friends, Puppy Friends, and we raised over $1,200 towards the cause, which I thought that was really, really good because it only takes $25 a day to do transitional housing for a veteran, which is cool. So $1,200 will go a long way for these women. And then the last is just aspiration. So these are kind of the ways that I am approaching this. This is the way that most of the competitors for Miss Veteran America is approaching their campaigns, is one just by providing awareness. I think some of the other things that we can look at too is just trying to build, like, for instance, in Pella, we have several different women veterans that are floating around here. But I think it would be really nice for the community to come together and supply like some different resources just for women veterans. Either a group that is just Pella women veterans, it would be really cool to start. Or it could just be something that all the women veterans get together one time a month or something like that and have a lunch. And maybe that is supported by a company. So those are just things that we could do even in a small community. It's just trying to allow them to understand that they are not alone, that there's people that care about them. And I think that's just what anybody wants to hear when you're going through such challenges and barriers and lack of resources. And especially as a mother, there's a lot of women here that would support a woman veteran that is got two kids or three kids or whatever, that is a parent that is needing a little bit of help. So these are the ways that I'm going about it. And I know a lot of the other candidates are doing that, the same thing. So,
and we're continuing our conversation with retired U.S. Army veteran who's competing in the Miss Veterans America competition, Brittany Ann Cheddar, on our Spirit of America special edition news magazine.
You've brought up a lot of great points about this contest and or this competition, I should say, excuse me. If you could maybe just tell us a little bit more about the competition itself, when it is, where it is, some of the details behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I'm a semifinalist in this competition and I actually compete again on the 29th of June. So just coming up. And what I'm doing, there was in person and then there was virtual. And because I live so far away from where the home location is, where they host this, which is in Florida, Orlando, Florida, then I was given the option to do it virtually. And so I, for this particular part of the competition, my virtual interviews and talent and everything is on the 29th of June. Once that is done, then on around July 6th, 7th, then we will get an announcement of who has made it into the finals. The finals will actually have to go to Florida to compete in person, and that's every girl that is selected. Now, there hasn't been much detail on what things are going to be, what things we have to do when we get there. That's kind of secretive because they don't want us to work on it ahead of time. So one of the cool things about this competition is that things come at us very quickly and we have to handle the situation and we have to figure out quickly and develop a plan and critically think through all the challenges that would happen just because they're kind of prepping us into how it would be for the community service that we would do. We would go out and we would advocate for these women. We're going to be dealt with issues, problems, challenges. We're going to have to get innovative. We're going to have to do some critical thinking. We're going to have to develop a plan very quickly. So they're kind of testing our capabilities of how we do that. They're also testing our capabilities of talking to someone just like yourself. How well are we versed in talking about Final Salute and Miss Veterans and the owners and the founders and all the girls that have served in this? And how, so military history is going to be another part of this. I do know for the finals, and it talks about women in history. So that's what I know right now.
Lots of great information there about this competition. Very cool to learn about it. And one thing that I know we touched on earlier before we got into the talk about the Ms. Veterans America competition was you transitioned back into normal life and you opened the Cheddar Puppy Academy. If you could just tell us a little bit more about that, what that organization is, how you guys serve here in Marion County. I know specifically more so in the Pella area, but just tell us a little bit more about what the Cheddar Pet Academy is.
Yeah, so Cheddar's Puppy Academy. So we opened up in 2018, and we've been on Highway T14 for a couple of years now. And what we do is we provide training to all different kinds of canines and their owners. So we do things from basic obedience to advanced to agility to trick. We even teach a little bit of some competition level stuff. So one of the things that we actually started it and it's been growing on the side of Cheddar's Puppy Academy is our ability to be able to train service dogs. And we train service dogs for all kinds of stuff, PTSD, diabetic, seizures, mobility. We just recently trained a gluten sensitivity dog. So one of the things that I try to always do is looking into what is the need in the area and try to fulfill that. We also do therapy dogs in the community, whether that's the library, COC, the cottages, hospitals. I actually, with a coworker of mine, she's a mental health coordinator at William Penn. We started the Pause for Paws this last term at the university. And so now we take a therapy dog onto the university once a week, and we allow the students to interact with the dog, and we do activities and things like that. So that is something else that my academy supports. We do that through clients. So I develop a therapy dog list, and they can get on it depending on their skill and the amount of training that they've gone through and certifications. And so, so we really just, that's what we do. We train dogs in all different types of capacity. So
that is really cool. One thing that I want to touch on too, for our listeners' sake, because you brought up a lot of great information about awareness and things of that nature. And now that the word is maybe getting out there a little bit more about the work that you're doing with the Miss Veterans America competition, and additionally with the Cheddar Puppy Academy, what are ways that individuals can get involved in maybe not just one, maybe both, but at least in either the competition or the Cheddar Puppy Academy? What are ways that people can get involved and be able to come alongside you and support you in either one of those areas or in both of those areas?
Absolutely. So what we're asking right now is for donations. And one of the ways that so I've done this two times now with two different approaches. So the first one I launched on my Facebook page, and I said, take $10 out of your day, skip your coffee, skip your Happy Meal, skip whatever today, and donate it to Final Salute. We raised quite a bit of money, over $500 that way, which was really awesome. And then the other way is we've been doing puppy playtime and through that fundraiser. So people have asked me this question over and over, how can I get involved? What can I do? And I think a lot of it right now is just sharing the information, keep sharing. And if you want to donate, absolutely, just get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me through the Academy, or you can get a hold of me through Facebook. You can get a hold of me through Tyler now. So you can get a hold of me every way. And so that is kind of the Final Salute side of it in Miss Veterans America, because everything that you donate will go towards the women veterans. I know that I'm not raising funds for myself to travel to Florida. So I really want people to focus on donating the funds towards the organization. And as far as supporting the Cheddar's Puppy Academy, the number one way that you can do that is to sponsor a veteran with a service dog. I've had a multitude of people do this, and they bring me a check and they said, hey, I want you to apply this to a veteran that is in need of a service dog. Or they put it towards another kind of fundraiser piece that Jared and I do every year. So we train a dog, and we put the dog into the Puri School Bazaar that helps raise money for those students for tuition and things like that. So we take the dog, we train the dog for 6 months to a year. We put it in their bazaar. The bazaar auctions the dog off, and we're hoping that veterans come to that event. And they pay a low cost, but the money doesn't go to me. It goes to the school. So it's kind of a double fold there. You have a really good trained service dog, and then the money is going towards the students. So that's another way to help, is that we're always doing some fundraiser. We're always needing service dog supplies. We're always needing someone to sponsor a veteran so they can get kickstarted into our service dog program. So
A ton of great information there. Brittany, I know we've covered a lot of conversation topics here that we wanted to get through, but any final thoughts you'd like to share either about the competition, the Cheddar Puppy Academy, your time in the service, anything that we maybe missed that you would like to highlight today?
I think the only thing that I would like to say is just thank you to all of Pella and the surrounding communities. It has really, really been a great honor to see how well the community has come together and has supported me. In the short amount of time that I've been advocating, I feel like it's catching on. I feel like people are sharing. I feel like people are getting involved. And I could not feel more blessed than I feel right now to belong to such a community. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been helping me. So
very cool. That again was Brittany Ann Shedder, a retired U.S. Army veteran and competing in the Miss Veterans America competition here on our Salute to America Special Edition News Magazine.